I want to talk about the sex positive movement. Okay. What is the sex positive movement? How does it relate to periods? Updated August 9th, 2019. Bleedshamelessly.com. Many who are up to date on third and fourth wave feminism are familiar with the sex positive movement, a social and philosophical movement that promotes and embraces sexuality and sexual expression, with an emphasis on female sexuality. The sex positive movement, being driven primarily by modern feminism, clearly demonstrates the importance of consent culture and safe sex among gender and sexually diverse relationships. To put it simply, sex positivity is an attitude towards human sexuality that regards all consensual sexual activities as healthy and not shameful. Unlike the past and more traditional manners of thinking, the sex positive movement does not distinguish sexual activities on a matter of morality, but rather on a basis of personal preference. A more current adaptation of the sex positive movement that has taken place in the past 10 years is a revolution of sexuality beyond the binary. Essentially, the ideology that sexualities are beyond heterosexual and homosexual, or gay and straight, exists. These identities include bisexuality, being attracted to both men and women, pansexuality, being attracted to all sexes and genders, and even distinctions between romantic and sexual attraction. This allows for people to be romantically attracted to different sexes and genders, as opposed to a more binary category of exclusivity and polarization. At the same time, however, this progression of how society views the ethics and fundamentals of human sexuality, of course, inspires what has been known as sex negativity. This view perceives sex when not heterosexual, and with the intention to procreate, to be problematic, disruptive, and even dangerous. Now, the sexual liberation movement has been occurring with adaptations for quite a long time. In fact, Freud originally used this in their writing and analyzing the relationship between sexual liberation and psychosexual issues, as well as Wilhelm Reich, who originally coined the term. During the 1960s, a new culture of free love emerges. Millions of young people embrace the hippie ethos, preaching the power of love. At this time, a great deal of people felt that sexuality was simply a natural biological phenomenon, which should be neither denied or repressed. Well into the 1970s, a new wave of sexual liberation developed as contraception, gay liberation, interracial marriage, women's rights, feminism, and natural childbirth became more well-known and culturally accepted terms. Today, the sex positivity movement has continued to move closer to the mainstream. Social media has certainly played a large role in this progression, as a wider and more diverse audience is being introduced to its ideology. All this being said, both the sex positive and negative perspectives have driven extreme ideologies that have the potential to invoke catastrophic impacts. In terms of the sex negative movement, it takes on the more conservative definition of human sexuality. This inherently shames sexually active people or non-straight people for their sexuality. On the other hand, the sex positive movement can encourage sexual engagement to the point of pressure, especially towards young women. This inspires a culture of shame towards people who don't want to have sex or have different beliefs. Personally, I'm in favor of people doing what they want to do with their bodies. Me too. Whether someone wants to wait until a marriage, otherwise, as long as it is individually driven choice, it works towards equity. I feel the same way too. This occasionally is an ideology in contrast to both movements, and is a perspective that needs to be more clearly illustrated to its audiences. A positive aspect to the sexual liberation movement is its acceptance of the female body. This contributes to menstrual equity, as it is a step further to become more accepting of females as monthly shedding. On the other hand, it associates female body exclusively with sexuality. It is certainly not a simple issue to tackle. Wow. Maggie DeSanza, who wrote this February 24, 2019, and updated August 9, 2019, she spoke all my thoughts for me. Moving right along. Let's talk more about it. All about sex positivity, psychcentral.com. With openness and a non-judgmental approach, sex positivity embraces the diversity of sexual expression. Sex is an integral part of the human experience, and for far too long, the topic has been clouded in stigma, shame, and judgment. Sex negativity is taught in abstinence and fear-based school sex education programs. It's preached by religious leaders and instilled by many parents. It's in the shows and movies we watch and policies our governments pass, and it's harmful at every level. The sex positivity movement aims to change that. What is sex positivity? My personal working definition of sex positivity is operating around the topics of human sexuality, health, and pleasure, with respect and without shame or stigma. This includes gender identity, orientation, sex education, nudity, relationship styles, body positivity, safer sex, reproductive equity, and much more, says Goody Howard, a resident sex educator for sexual hygiene and body care company Royale. Historically, it was common for sex to be viewed from a moralistic, based in sin, in parentheses, or medicalized, based in sickness or disease, in parentheses, framework. Through these lens, otherwise natural and healthy sexual desires and behaviors are something to be repressed, controlled, or cured, explained sociologist and certified sexologist Sarah Mellon Kahn, PhD with the Sex Toy Collective. That's where sex positivity comes in. Howard believes the term sex positive became popular in the late 1990s as the more palatable term for the sexual liberation movements of the 1960s. It's a more culturally responsive framework that respects human rights and provides the gender orientation in ways that free love did not. Malincon asks that the sex positive movement developed in response to concerns about patriarchal influences on cultural views regarding sexuality. Feminist in nature, the goal was and is to encourage the healthy sexual expression and relationships of women and people of all genders. Sex positive examples. Examples of sex positivity may include exploring your fantasies, enjoying the sensations in your body, communicating your sexual wants and needs to partners, prioritizing a healthy sex life and relationships, developing a positive relationship with your body and body image, setting healthy sexual boundaries with yourself and others, advocating for your own sexual health using safer sex practices when needed, addressing unhealthy sexual patterns such as compulsive or impulsive behaviors, accepting the consensual sexual behavior of others rather than judging, supporting laws, policies, and norms that ensure consensual sexual freedom rather than unhealthy restriction or repression, supporting comprehensive sex education in schools. Sex negative examples. Sex negativity is everywhere and it's easy to internalize. But it's important to notice when it pops up so you can stop it in its tracks. How can you tell if you or someone you know is sex negative? Obvious and subtle signs of sex negativity may include using STIs or sexualities as punchlines. Think asking if someone's rash is herpes, or calling someone gay as a joke. Assuming anything that's not heteronormative is a sign of a mental health condition. Believing anal sex is only for people who identify as gay. Slut shaming women or shaming anyone engaged in consensual sexual behavior. Victim blaming for sexual assault. Advocating for punishment or violence toward sex workers or LGBTQI+ people. Considering sex and sexuality to be dirty, sinful, or other negative adjectives. Referring to heterosexuality and being cisgender as normal, natural, or regular. Making negative comments about another person's body, partner, style, or identity. What sex positivity means in today's culture. Sex positivity has grown in today's culture thanks to the internet and social media, but people are still very limited in the ways they apply it to their daily lives. says Howard, for example. She notes that some people may support LGBTQ plus equity, but draw the line at gender equity. Again, for example, she notes that some people may support LGBTQ plus equity, but draw the line at gender equity. LGBTQ plus people currently cannot safely express themselves in certain countries around the world. A sex-positive culture can uplift marginalized communities and support everyone in exploring their identities and sexualities without shame. Research from 2016 also suggests that the current criminalization of sex work in countries including Uganda, Brazil, and Nigeria has a negative impact on sex workers' health and safety. If decriminalization, not legalization, passes, this could lead to safer working conditions. If decriminalization, not legalization, passes, this can lead to safer working conditions for sex workers and those whose work is sex agitated. If decriminalization, not legalization, in parentheses, passes, even though I'm for both, this can lead to safer working conditions for sex workers and those whose work is sex adjacent. Moving through the world in a way that makes space for others makes one a kinder member of society, says Howard. Sex positivity, when done correctly, permeates every aspect of society. How sex positivity affects mental well-being. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, a person's sexual environment and outlook can impact their well-being for better or worse due to sex-negative messages in media, family, religion, education systems. Many people feel ashamed of sexual desires and behaviors that are perfectly healthy, Bellicon says. Sex positivity can help a person disentangle the source of their sexual shame and uncover their true feelings. This can allow them to create a healthier relationship with their sexuality, enjoy greater pleasure, and reap the physical, emotional, relationship benefits of a happy sex life, she explains. It can help a person in a sexually marginalized group feel affirmed as well, says Howard. Research shows that something as simple as using a person's chosen name and the right pronouns can reduce symptoms of depression and suicidal thoughts or behaviors. How to be sex positive? Good news, you can become more sex positive. Try any of these tips to help shift your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Value your sexuality. Sex positivity starts and doesn't end with valuing your own sexuality. Learn more about your body, its anatomy, wants, needs, what makes it feel good, and what doesn't, says Malakon. She says masturbation can help you get to know your body better and communicate your desires to partners. Share and respect pronouns. Promoting your pronouns can serve as a form of allyship to gender nonconforming folks. You can share them in meetings and feature them in your social media bios or email signatures. Respect the pronouns of others and use them correctly as well. Try to avoid assuming someone's pronouns based on their appearance. Respect is free, says Howard. Question your reactions towards sex. The journey to sex positivity forces us to unlearn trains of thought that we've been committed to our entire lives. And disrupting that connection causes us to confront other traditional behaviors and beliefs that are problematic and sex negative, says Howard. This can be challenging. But she adds that questioning your initial reactions to things like teenagers using sex toys, sexually active senior citizens, and sex and people with disabilities is a great way to start the internal work of self-checking traditionally harmful behaviors and microaggressions. If you notice your own sex negativity popping up when faced with another person's sexuality or identity, Malakon recommends asking yourself the following questions. What about their behavior is upsetting and why? What kind of person engages in this behavior or has these fantasies? What would it mean about you if you enjoyed this sexual behavior? Often we project our own insecurities and shame onto others, so judgment of others can actually be a window into our own deeper issues, she adds. Advocate for sex-positive policies and organizations. Activism is another key part of the sex-positive movement. It's important to be aware of and advocate for laws and policies that support ethical sexual freedom, says Malakon. Sex positivity can also include understanding and advocating for the needs of sexual minorities, such as sex workers, the LGBTQI plus community, those with disabilities, and considering the impact of racism and sexism on sexual expression, she says. This also includes supporting comprehensive, medically accurate school sex education for children. For example, you can support the passing of sex positive policies, decriminalizing sex work, or passing healthcare equality legislation for trans people by signing petitions or writing to government officials. So you can see a sex therapist. Sex therapy is another excellent way to become more sex positive. It can help you reframe sex negative perspectives, heal from trauma, or resolve other sexual issues. Malachi recommends looking for a sex therapist or mental health professional who's open to sharing their views and is non-judgmental. If they use language that is shaming, pathologizing, and makes you feel uncomfortable, that's a big red flag. Next steps. Sex positivity in and of itself is a vast overarching way to exist and move through the world, says Howard. Ultimately, it's a shame-free, empowering, non-judgmental perspective that celebrates sexuality as a healthy, important part of our human experience. A sex-positive view centers responsible, ethical, and consensual sexuality as mentally, emotionally, physically healthy, says Melanchon. It doesn't matter if your own preferences are completely vanilla. The point is to embrace your own sexual wants and needs without judging yourself or others, she says. Becoming more sex positive requires actively striving to eliminate sex negative tendencies, advocating for sexually marginalized groups, working to improve the way the world views sex, starting with yourself. It may be challenging at first, but it's 100% possible with the help of resources, educators, and professionals. Remember that sex positivity is a process. Be gentle with yourself as you unlearn sex negative views and behaviors. As long as we collectively commit to creating a more sex-positive society together, we're on our way to deeper love and acceptance for ourselves and others. Learn more about sex positivity. Sex education and re-education are important. Many resources exist to help you along your sex-positivity journey. Consider reading the sex positive books, The Body is Not an Apology, The Power of Radical Self-Love by Sonia Renee Taylor, Pleasure Activism by Adrienne Mary Brown, Come As You Are, The Surprising New Science That Will Transform Your Sex Life by Emily Nagoski, Healing Sex, A Mind-Body Approach to Sexual Trauma by Stacey Haynes, The Ethical Slut, A Guide to Infinite Sexual Possibilities by Janet Hardy and Doss Easton. A more comical but still informational conversation starter is present in the much overlooked Big Mouth series on Netflix, adds Howard. Following sex positive educators on Instagram can be a source of great information. Wow. This was written by Morgan Mandriano, July 29, 2021. Jennifer Littner, LMFT, CST, medically agreed by her. Wow, they both spoke all of my thoughts for me. Let's go. To the next article. Here we go. What you need to know, there's no right, in quotations, way to engage in sex and express your sexuality as long as consent, empowerment, and respect are involved. Sex positivity celebrates healthy sexual relationships, different identities and sexual expressions, and bodily autonomy, and empowers individuals to define and control their own sex lives. Grounded in comprehensive sex education, deconstruction of gender norms and promotion of body positivity and self-love, sex positivity fosters safe spaces where bodily autonomy is paramount. The ABCs of safe sex. Consent. Consent is the expression of a mutual desire between parties who participate in a sexual activity. Consent is fundamental to creating a sex positive space, and sexual activity without consent is sexual violence. Minors, people are mentally incapacitated or unconscious, and people under the influence of drugs or alcohol are unable to give consent. Consent isn't always spoken and should never be assumed. The absence of a no is not a yes. Consent is given without coercion and can be withdrawn at any time. Consent is not someone saying yes because they're too afraid to say no. Someone changing their mind about a sexual desire and still being forced to engage in it. That's not, none of those things are consent. Contraception and condoms. Contraception is an umbrella term for the wide variety of intentional pregnancy prevention methods. Contraception looks different for everyone and includes medication, the pill, long-acting reversible contraception, LARCs, including implants and IUDs. Behaviors like withdrawal and fertility awareness, condoms including dental dams and insertive condoms. When used perfectly, condoms are very effective at preventing the spread of sexually transmitted infections, STIs. However, condoms are often used inconsistently and imperfectly, especially among younger populations, which contributes to a failure rate of 12 to 18% at pregnancy prevention. Increasing access to contraception and condoms, as well as knowledge about accessing using these resources, is critical to empowering people to control their own sexuality. To learn more, visit these other resources: birth control, access, Planned Parenthood, and Bedside. These are all on feministcampus.org. Comprehensive sex ed. Comprehensive sex education means teaching age-appropriate, medically accurate information on topics including sexuality, human development, decision-making, abstinence, contraception, and disease prevention. Comprehensive sex ed provides students with factual information on abortion, masturbation, and sexual orientation, and encourages them to explore their own values, goals, and options. These curriculums also cover consent, healthy relationships, communication skills, and bodily autonomy. Sex-positive comprehensive sex education does not look like abstinence-only. Programs emphasizing abstinence from all sexual behaviors and omitting information about contraception or disease prevention. Abstinence-based programs emphasizing the benefits of abstinence but including information about other sexual behaviors, contraception, and disease prevention. Abstinence only until marriage. Programs presenting marriage as the only morally correct context for sexual activity. If contraception methods are discussed, failure rates are typically emphasized. Fear-based, abstinence-centered programs designed to control young people's sexual behavior by instilling fear, shame, and guilt via negative messages about sexuality, distorted information about condoms and STIs, and biases about gender, sexual orientation, marriage, family structure, and pregnancy. So, sex-positive comprehensive sex education does not include any of those things. Comprehensive sex ed has been proven time and time again to lower rates of unprotected sex and unintended pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections, STIs. Despite tremendous evidence that abstinence-centered programs are ineffective, the federal government has invested billions of dollars into these programs over the past 20 years. Additionally, only 29 states in D.C. require sex ed in public schools, while 15 states do not require sex ed be medically accurate at all. To learn more, visit these other resources: SIECUS, Advocates for Health. These are all at feministcampus.org too. Changing the culture. Rape culture refers to a complex set of beliefs that create an environment in which sexual violence is prevalent and sexual assault and coercion are normalized. These beliefs are perpetuated through misogynistic language, objectification, and glamorization of sexual violence, and create a society that disregards rights and safety and places blame onto victims and survivors. Sex positivity combats rape culture by emphasizing the value of consent, bodily autonomy, and sexual empowerment as an alternative to slut shaming and victim blaming. Sex positivity also works during the social cycle of guilt surrounding sexual activity by deconstructing toxic masculinity, fostering safe spaces for survivors, and pushing back on harmful power dynamics in relationships. So, gender roles are behavioral expectations assigned to us based on our relation to the gender binary. However, gender is a social construct and not a binary, and it is exceedingly rare that anyone fits perfectly into the societal expectations of their perceived gender. Gender has a complicated and close relationship with sexual expression, identity, and behavior, and sex positivity requires us to reflect on the gender norms we ascribe to ourselves and others. Critically examining our beliefs about gender can help us better understand our own identities and behaviors and allow us to more accurately determine what behaviors and expressions make us happy, which is extremely sex positive. One element of sex, self-love. One element of sex positivity is the practice of loving yourself holistically, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This often includes body positivity, which is about celebrating your body's unique attributes rather than society's expectations of your body's appearance and ability. These expectations are pervasive and contribute to ableism, anti-fat bias, racism, transphobia, and misogyny, as well as individual feelings of shame, worthlessness, and a variety of mental health afflictions. Young people are often impacted most negatively. It is estimated that 95% of people suffering from an eating disorder are between the ages of 12 to 25. Marginalized groups are more vulnerable to developing eating disorders, but are less likely to be diagnosed and treated. Again, this article, in terms of all the words that I read that they use, speaks all my thoughts. Let me keep going. Healthline.com. What does it actually mean to be sex positive? Likely, you've seen the term sex positive thrown around with trendy hashtags like free the nipple, F your beauty standards, i.e. FF, and sexual health is health. But far more than unabashed nudity, rowdy threesomes, regular STI testing, sex positivity is a way of being that replaces shame with pleasure and judgment with freedom. If you want to learn more, I will. What is it? Most broadly, sex positivity says that sex can be a positive thing in a person's life. More than just that, though, says Texas-based sex educator Goody Howard. Sex positivity is the idea that people should have space to embody, explore, and learn about their sexuality and gender without judgment or shame. It involves being non-judgmental, respectful regarding the diversity of sexuality and gender expressions as long as there's consent. Says trauma-focused therapist, sexuality educator, Aida Mandule. LCSW, I admit sex positivity promotes a specific set of actions. Above all else, sex positivity values consent, communication, education, that allows people to make informed choices about their bodies and pleasure. Is it possible to be sex negative? You betcha. In fact, it's a safe bet that unless you're actively working to become sex positive, you're sex negative. Don't take it personally, though it's not you exactly, society. Howard explains, sex negativity is ingrained in the way our entire society operates. Sex negativity is telling girls to put on more clothes, even on the hottest day before they leave the house, Howard says. It's admonishing parents for breastfeeding in public, even though that's what breasts were made for. Other examples of sex negativity include violence toward sex workers, trans women and femmes, absence only sex education only teaches about reproductive sex, purity packs, Instagram shadow banning sex educators, slut shaming and victim blaming, the good girl versus bad girl trope. Those are the other examples of sex negativity. Sex negativity approaches sex and sexuality from the place of fear, oppression, and stigma, Manduli says. Sex negativity assumes that human sexuality is inherently dirty, dangerous, disgusting, unnatural, uncontrollable, harmful, and risky. Again, those are the negative assumptions of sex negativity. Those are other examples of sex negativity too. Where did this idea come from? Psychoanalyst Wilhelm Reich is often credited with coining the term in the 1920s when he stated, contrary to popular belief, that sex is actually a good and healthy thing. As you might guess, the idea didn't pick up much steam then, but during the sex revolution in the 1960s, it got a second life. Recently, circulation of the term has ramped up again as the former Trump administration has increasingly attacked the rights of sex workers and queer and trans people, and especially the rights of Black, Indigenous, and other people of color. What's the point? Sex positivity's whole thing is removing shame and judgment from sex, sexuality, and sensuality. Being controlled by shame and judgment is a miserable experience. It inhibits your pleasure, worsens your mental health, and interferes your life, says Erica Smith, MED, a sex educator based in Philadelphia and creator of Purity Culture Dropout Program, which works with people who are raised with evangelical beliefs about sexuality. Because sex and sexuality are such vast concepts that intertwine with all areas of our lives. Mandeli says, becoming sex positive to be a tremendous source of health, celebration, nurturance, healing, and well-being. In other words, the point is that it can drastically improve your entire life. Do you have to have sex to be sex positive? Nope. You don't have to have sex to be sex positive, Smith says. But you do have to genuinely believe that other people can have sex in any way they want with whoever they want, so as long as consent is involved. Do you have to have sex to be sex positive? Nope. You don't have to have sex to be sex positive, Smith said. I repeat again. But you do have to genuinely believe that other people can have sex any way they want with whoever they want, so long as consent is involved, she explains. How to become sex positive? Full transparency, becoming sex positive requires patience, time, commitment, bravery. It's hard work, but it's work worth doing. It requires an ongoing dedication to becoming increasingly inclusive and aware, Mandeli says. It requires a commitment to practicing. Let's say you think slut when seeing someone in a crop top, Howard says. Ask yourself, why did I react this way? Why did I feel like that? Similarly, she says, if you find yourself judging someone for being polyamorous, ask yourself, why does that make me uncomfortable? What steps do I need to take to stop feeling that way? To take those steps, where can you learn more? Hands down, at sex_families is one of the best sex positive resources out there. It was created in June 2017 by Melissa Pinter Carnegie, a Black and Latin sexuality educator and licensed social worker based in Austin, Texas. What's so powerful about @sexpositive_families is that it gives you the tools to check your sex negative behavior so that you don't pass those messages to your kids, Howard says. Following, engaging with, and learning/unlearning from sex positive sex educators and sex workers are awesome ways to become more sex positive. Some accounts add to your Instagram feed @VenusCuffs, @SXNor, @HaleyHasAnUncensored, @JamieGLEClaire, @GabAlexa, @ByGabrielleSmith, @FYan.Whitney, @Jemenikia. Prefer to receive your sex positivity the good old-fashioned way? Check out the following books. Real Live Nude Girl, Chronicles of Sex Positive Culture by Carol Queen. Witches, Sluts, and Feminists, Conjuring the Sex Positive by Kristen J. Sully. Pleasure Activism, The Politics of Feeling Good, written and edited by Adrienne Mary Brown. Pediatric Gender Identities, Gender Affirming Care for Transgender and Gender Diversity, is edited by Michelle Forcier, Garrett Manshalgeek, and Jack L. Turpin. The Body is Not an Apology, The Power of Radical Self-Love by Sonia Renee Taylor. All the Fucking Mistakes, A Guide to Sex, Love, and Life by Gigi Engel. This article speaks all my thoughts for me. And when they're talking about commitment, they're talking about making sure that people are actively working towards sex positivity. But all the words in that article speaks my thoughts too. Here we go. Sex positive movement. The sex positive movement is a social philosophical movement that seeks to change non-sexuality, promoting the recognition of sexuality in the countless forms of expression as a natural, healthy part of the human experience, and emphasizing the importance of personal sovereignty. Safer sex practices and consensual sex, free from violence or coercion, covers. Wow, it does say unreliable source question mark Wikipedia. I want to state that before I read this, okay? So this is, we don't know what the source is, but what we have known about sex positive movement is it does cover every aspect of sexual identity, including gender expression, orientation, relationship to the body, body positivity, nudity, choice, a relationship style, choice of reproductive rights, right? Sex positivity is an attitude towards human sexuality that regards all consensual sexual activities as fundamentally healthy and pleasurable, encouraging sexual pleasure and experimentation. The sex positive movement also advocates for comprehensive sex education, safe sex as part of its campaign. The movement generally makes no moral distinction among types of sexual activities regarding these choices as matters of personal preference. The term and concept of sex positivity, German sexual positive, or alternatively sex affirmative, sexual Bescheiden, sex negative, sexual negative, are generally attributed to Wilhelm Reich. His hypothesis was that some societies view sexual expression as essentially good and healthy. While others have a generally negative view of sexuality and seek to repress and control libido. Other terms used to describe this concept include pro-sex and pro-sexuality. The sex-positive movement does not in general make moral or ethical distinctions between heterosexual sex, gender sex, or LGBTQI+ sex, gender sexual diversity sex, or masturbation regarding choices, matters of personal preference. When I say choice, I'm talking about the acting of your attractions, right? Acting of your needs, desires, and things. Other sex positive positions include acceptance of BDSM and polyamory, as well as asexuality. The sex positive movement is also concerned with the teaching of comprehensive and accurate sex education in schools. Some sex positive theorists have analyzed sex positivity in terms of the intersection of race / culture, gender, sexuality, class, nationality, and spirituality. Because of the vastness of the sex positivity movement, it has been challenging for people to reach an agreed upon definition of the term sex positivity. Several definitions of sex positivity have been offered by sexologist Carol Queen. Sex positivity, a term that's coming into cultural awareness, isn't a dippy love child celebration of Oregon. It's a simple yet radical affirmation that we each grow our own passions on a different medium. Instead of having two or three or even half a dozen sexual orientations, we should be thinking in terms of millions. Sex positive respects each of our unique sexual profiles, even as we acknowledge that some of us have been damaged by a culture that tries to eradicate sexual difference and possibility. It's the cultural philosophy that understands sexuality as a potentially positive force in one's life, and it can, of course, be contrasted with sex negativity, which sees sex as problematic, disruptive, dangerous. Sex positivity allows for and in fact celebrates sexual diversity. The preferring desires, relationship structures, and individual choices based on consent. History. In general use, the term sexual liberation is used to describe a socio-political movement witnessed from the 1960s to the 1970s. However, the term has been used at least since the 1920s and is often attributed as being influenced by Freud's writing on sexual liberation and psychosexual issues, as well as Wilhelm Reich, who originally coined the term. During the 1960s, a shift in the ways people thought about sexuality began to take place, heralding a period of deconditioning in some circles away from old world antecedents and developing new codes of sexual behavior, many of which has since been integrated into the mainstream. The 1960s also created a new culture of free love, with millions of young people embracing hippie ethos and preaching the power of love and beauty of sex as a natural part of ordinary life. Hippies believed that sex and sexuality were a natural biological phenomenon which should be neither denied nor repressed. Changes in attitudes reflected a perception that traditional views on sexuality were both hypocritical and male chauvinistic. Sexual liberation heralded a new ethos in experimenting with open sex in and outside of marriage, contraception and the pill, public nudity, gay liberation, legalized abortion, interracial marriage, a return to natural childbirth, women's rights, and feminism. Historian David Allen argues that the sexual revolution was a time of coming out about premarital sex, masturbation, erotic fantasies, pornography use, and sexuality. The term sex positive first came into use in the 1990s in the United States in the late 1990s with the founding of the Center for Sex and Culture, San Francisco, California, and the Center for Sex Positive Culture, Seattle, Washington, 2009. Sex Positive World began in Portland, Oregon as of 2019. There are more than 16 chapters of the nonprofit in 5 countries. Sex Positive Feminism. Sex Positive Feminism, also known as pro-sex feminism, sex radical feminism, sex liberal feminism, is a movement that began in the early 1980s. Some became involved in the sex positive feminist movement in response to efforts by anti-pornography feminists such as Catherine McKinnon, Andrea Dworkin, Robin Morgan, and Dorchin Leadholt. Ed Holt to put pornography at the center of the feminist explanation of women's oppression. This period of intense debate and acrimony between sex-positive and anti-pornography feminists during the early 1980s is often referred to as the feminist sex wars. Other sex-positive feminists became involved not in opposition to other feminists, but in direct response to what they saw as patriarchal control of sexuality. Some authors who have advocated sex-positive feminism include Erica Luss, Ellen Willis, Susie Bright, Patrick Khalifa, Gail Rubin, Carol Queen, Avedon Carroll, Tristan Tarmino, Dana Cage, Nina Hartley, and Betty Dodson. Sex-positive feminism gives attention to knowledge of the importance of women's rights to explore their body, sexual desire, and considers that sexual violence does not have to prevent the vindication of female desire. This movement demands the preservation of freedom and is against norms that are present in the sexual sphere. It also encourages and demands respect for variety and sexual dissidence without allowing itself to be harmed by intense anti-sex pressure from critics. Sex-positive feminism affirms that the discourse on women's sexual pleasure is silenced and marginalized in today's world. Suppressing sexual dialogue with the supposed purpose of protecting women will only make them appear, according to this perspective, as the weaker sex. Women could have difficulty defending themselves with the classification as victims. Over time, women have been classified as sexually passive. Men are recognized as sexually aggressive, so intercourse is considered an activity in which women submit to men's desire. Another factor that continues to minimize female desire is the lack of consensus and research on it. A product of the social repression that women have had to endure over the centuries, which has led to prejudices and generalization. Sexual hierarchy system places heterosexuality, marriage, and procreation at the top, which causes many women to hear from the sexual system that predominates in today's world. Pleasure, sexuality, and human rights have been subjugated by old-fashioned patriarchal social construction. Pro-sex feminism endeavors to cultivate sexuality as a site of political resistance. By using the pleasure factor, their favor, a significant contribution to the contemporary queer theory of politics have been made by using sexual feminist empowerment. I read the opposition. Opposition, some feminists believe sex positivity perceives disadvantaging women. Wow. In opposition, some feminists, according to Wikipedia, they're asking the question, who believe sex positivity perceives disadvantaging women makes them easier to oppress. Failed verification. As they're saying on Wikipedia, sometimes they make little comments after the sentence. Some largely religious and particularly Judeo-Islamic Christian conservative opposition to sex positivity sees human sexuality as a destructive force except under the contract of a marriage. Sexual acts are ranked hierarchically with marital heterosexuality at the top of the hierarchy and masturbation, homosexuality, and other sexualities that deviate from societal expectations closer to the bottom. Medicine and psychiatry are said to have also contributed to sex negativity, as they may designate some forms of sexuality that appear on the bottom of this hierarchy as being pathological, seeing mental illness. Multiple feminists such as Burkett, Glick, and Beyer have criticized iterations of sex positivity due to concern about its effectiveness in challenging patriarchal norms. The aforementioned feminists are sex critical rather than sex negative. Scholar Burkert acknowledges by stating that there are both harmful liberating aspects of female sexual objectification. An accurate account of it must consider both. Critics also take issue with the commodification of sexuality. Women are told both to invest in Western standards of beauty and sexualization whilst becoming a consumable object themselves. Sex-positive feminism has also been criticized for its emphasis on defeating the patriarchal gender norms through personal life choices, rather than to dismantle, critique, expose, or challenge systematic discrimination and violence. The Slut Walk received criticism of its efficacy as an activist event. Slut Walk's purpose was to reclaim the word slut and counteract victim blaming. Despite the aim of the Slut Walk, critics point out that the word slut has not been reclaimed, rather the word slut had been reification. Critics of the Slut Walk also suggest that the focus on revealing clothing ultimately displaces the somber and deadly issues of rape, domestic violence, sexual abuse, and street harassment. Lastly, the Slut Walk received criticism for lack of consideration of the hypersexualization that women of color face. Black Woman's Blueprint penned an open letter to the Slut Walk explaining that Black women cannot afford to label themselves as those in the Slut Walk do. I'll address some of the opposition and criticism. I support Slut Walk personally. I think they should bring it back and have it every year. But I think there should be emphasis on rape prevention, domestic violence prevention, sexual abuse prevention, and street harassment prevention. And there should be the prevention of women of color hypersexualization included in that as well. Reclaim the word slut is okay, as long as your self-esteem does not experience any kind of harm. I think we should dismantle, critique, expose, and challenge systematic discrimination and violence. I think that would be great to add that to sex positivity and slut walk too. I think sex positivity should destroy rape, destroy domestic violence, destroy sexual abuse, destroy street harassment, which is aggressively attacked, right? And sex positivity should destroy women of color hypersexualization, just attack it. So, in sex positive, you can reclaim the word slut. You can actually not reclaim. I also would say commodification sexuality, yeah, that's problematic because it tends to lack consent, lack equality, lack trust, lack safety, and lack respect. I would say that people who have traditional views on sexuality and gender, I have a respectfulness toward them. Even though I see I have non-traditional views on sexuality and gender, I deeply respect them. I have non-traditional views on sex, but I respect those who have traditional views on sex. So, even though I disagree with the critics and I disagree with the opposition, I respect the critics and I respect those who have opposing views. In the 21st century, since the early 2000s, the sex positivity movement has continued to move closer to the mainstream. The advent of social media has made the sex positivity movement more accessible by giving advocates of the movement platforms to promote their beliefs to a wide audience of followers. By extending the reach of the movement, sex positivity has come to be inclusive of all sorts of sex and sexuality. Champion is becoming an area of particular interest within the sex positivity movement, encouraging people to be more open and accepting of the different experiences people have with sex and sexuality. Slut shaming, prude shaming, kink shaming have all been challenged by the sex positivity movement in an effort to allow all people to feel supported by and included in the movement. And also add this, victim shaming has also been challenged by the sex positivity movement in an effort to allow all people to feel supported by and included in the movement. Pop culture has also played a large role in bringing the sex positivity movement to the mainstream. Celebrities including Lady Gaga, Amber Rose, Jessica Biel, Cameron Diaz, Taylor Swift, and others have spoken publicly about their experiences with slut-shaming, sexuality, sexual assault, body acceptance, overall sexual health and responsibility. 2018, Vice, an American television station, began airing a sex-positive series called Slut Ever, hosted by Carly Sciarturno. In recent years, sex-positive concepts have found their way into dance clubs through sex-positive parties in cities like Berlin and Vienna. I just want to say on record, I hate slut-shaming. I hate sex-shaming. I hate prude-shaming. I hate kink-shaming. I hate victim-shaming. I hate victim-blaming. Oh, yes. Yeah, so overall, I love this article. Here we go. Flow.health, right? What does sex positive mean? Have you ever heard the term sex positivity and wonder what it meant? Nowadays, talking about sex has become much more acceptable. The taboos surrounding sex are decreasing and the benefits of sex are much more well known. But do you know what being sex positive entails? Sex positive examples of meaning. As its name implies, sex positivity is based on the belief that sex isn't something that we should be in bed. I'm sorry. Ooh, perfect. Sex positive examples of meaning. As its name implies, sex positivity is based on the belief that sex isn't something that we should be embarrassed about. People who believe in being sex positive have a positive attitude regarding sex and respect other people's sexual preferences. Sex positivity is also about feeling comfortable with your own sexual identity. Sex is a taboo subject for thousands of years and still is in many cultures. However, in recent years, a large portion of society has come to accept sex and sexual desire as a normal part of human life.
One definition of sex positivity states that it is an attitude towards human sexuality that regards all consensual activities as fundamentally healthy and pleasurable, encouraging sexual pleasure and experimentation. That said, as long as all parties consent to sexual activity and enjoy it, there's nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to having sex. These are several examples of sex positive behaviors. Being open to discussing your sexual preferences and dislikes with your sexual partner and your sexual partners. Understanding and being comfortable with the fact that your partner might not want to have sex every time you do. Understanding and being comfortable with the fact that your partners might not want to have sex every time you do. Getting tested for sexually transmitted infections whenever needed. Practicing safe sex and using condoms as the methods of birth control to protect yourself and your partner and your partners. Being accepting of other people's consensual sexual practices, even if they differ from your own. Learning more about our own bodies, how they work, how to keep them safe during sex, and what provides sexual pleasure. Discovering what gives you pleasure, being open to trying new things. Developing communication skills and ensure that both you and your partner or partners are getting what you desire from sex. Advocating for comprehensive sex education so that everyone knows how to have safe sex, what consent means, and that having sex is a natural part of life. What is the sex positivity movement? What is the sex positive movement? The sex positive movement encompasses all individuals who believe in sex positivity. The sex positive movement focuses on emphasizing safe and consensual sexual activities, regardless of what the activity is. Each person's preferences are regarded as their own personal choice without judgment. Sex education is another key factor in the sex positive movement. Every individual needs to receive a comprehensive sex education to be able to explore sex safely. Providing sex and reproductive education is also a way to decrease the taboos that still surround sex in certain cultures and areas. The opposite of sex positivity is, of course, sex negativity. Sex negativity is based on the belief that sex is destructive unless it's practiced strictly within the confines of heterosexual marriage. For many years, physicians and science contribute to these sex negative beliefs. Nowadays, however, science has discovered the many benefits of sex. You can find doctor-approved tips to improve your sex life. Sex-positive culture. Sex-positive movement has grown exponentially thanks to social media platforms and modern media. In the past, sex was a taboo topic that was perceived as shameful and embarrassing to talk about. But in recent years, sex has been recognized as a normal part of life that should be talked about and discussed openly. These positions have also helped to encourage safe sex, especially after HIV, and prevention became part of everyday culture in the 1990s. Sex-positive culture also seeks to battle sex-related shame. While sex negativity shames people for their sexual activities, for being victims of sexual abuse, or even for having sex for the first time outside of marriage, a sex-positive culture accepts that everyone has a right to make their own choices about their sex life. Sex-positive asexuality. Sex positivity can be practiced by anyone regardless of their sexual orientation. This includes the LGBTQ+ community and asexual individuals. Asexuality is defined as a lack of sexual attraction towards others having low or no sexual desire at all, but that doesn't mean that all asexual people feel the same way about sex. While some asexual people aren't interested in sex at all, other asexual individuals also identify as sex positive. That simply means that they're accepting of other people's sexual preferences and might be interested in learning more about them, even if they're not interested in taking part in those activities themselves. You can be asexual, avoid shaming culture, and promote a comprehensive sexual education, all parts of sex positive culture. Sex positive parenting. Sex positive parents seek to teach their children, especially teenagers, about safe sex and consent to empower them to make their own decisions about their sex lives. Studies have shown that teenagers who have discussed sex openly with their parents are more likely to wait until they're older to pursue an active sex life. They're also more likely to approach their parents with any sex-related questions they might have. Growing up in a sex-positive household also increases the likelihood that teenagers will engage in safe sex and use condoms and birth control appropriately. Overall, sex positivity seeks to change negative perceptions about sex and power on individuals to control over their sex lives. As long as sexual activity is pleasurable and all parties enthusiastically consent, being sex positive can lead to safer sex and more pleasure for everyone involved. I am a staunch supporter of sex positive parenting. I'm a staunch supporter of sex positive culture. And I'm a staunch member of the sex positive movement. Yes, I'm a staunch supporter of sex positive movement. Yes, I'm sex positive. Yes, I am into sex positivity. What does sex positive mean? Here's how experts explain it. Being sex positive can actually be really good for your health, by Colleen Murphy, June 17, 2021. If you've been watching The Black Bachelorette at all this season, it's a term you've likely heard over and over again, sex positive. Several of the men competing on the show have used sex positive to describe the current Bachelorette 30-year-old Katie Thurston, who has never been super comfortable talking about sex. Even if you don't watch The Bachelorette, you might be hearing the phrase sex positive pop up elsewhere. That includes Twitter, as people are making jokes about turning the season to a drinking game. Whenever anybody says sex positive, take a drink. What exactly does it mean to be sex positive? Here's how experts explain it. What does sex positive mean? Someone who is sex positive is open to learning more about their own body, other people's bodies, as well as consent, intimacy, and how to communicate about sex topics. Rachel Needle, PSYD, a psychologist in West Palm Beach, Florida. And the co-director of Modern Sex Therapy Institute, a company that trains couples and sex therapists around the world, tells Health. It also means they're open to embracing and exploring their own sexuality and that of others, including sexual behavior, gender, sexual identity, and anatomy in a respectful, non-judgmental way about shame. But sex positivity doesn't only have to do with sex positive experiences and ideas. The Theo Burns, PhD, psychologist practicing in Los Angeles and director of clinical training at Antioch University in California, tells Health that sex positivity can also be about fighting for people who work in the sex industry, make sure that equal rights and that their work is decriminalized, and conclude advocating for accurate sex education that is not absent only or fear-based. Sex positivity can also focus on understanding sex in the media and that sexualized pornography, movies, or ads tend to portray some types of people, yet leaves others out. But sex positivity can also mean being the person a friend can come out to or go to with their own fears, their own internalized stigma, sometimes their own shame. Burns says, someone might call you as a sex positive person, say, I'm really nervous about trying this new experience with my partner. I want to talk to somebody about it, he explained. What sex positivity isn't. Being sex positive doesn't necessarily mean that you're having increased frequency in sexual behavior or sexual encounters or sexual arousal, but it does mean that you have an openness and a non-judgmental attitude towards engaging in sex, talking about sex, being open to other people talking about sex, as Burns. Being sex positive also doesn't mean disregard the need for consent. Rosara Teresi, PhD, certified sex therapist and director of the Long Island Institute of Sex Therapy, tells Health, it's not about encouraging folks to have a certain sexual orientation, minimum or maximum number of partners, or engage in certain behaviors during sex, she explains. Expectations and pressure for anything about sexuality is inherently anti-sex positivity. Consent is always a must. Why is sex positivity talked about more these days? Sex positivity isn't just a concept that people identify with, it's also a political and social movement. One of the things that really started that movement is the idea that sexuality has been often talked about as secretive, shameful, unhealthy, and that being overtly sexual in any kind of way, whether that's talking about it, whether that's having a conversation about it, is problematic, Byrne says. So the sex positive movement basically tries to say, hey, wait a second, this is a part of our normative development. And it's not necessarily unhealthy or shameful, but having these conversations during exploration of sex, when consent and trust and communication are part of the sexual process, is not wrong or unhealthy. It's a movement that's been around for a long time. Recently, however, celebrities like Lady Gaga, Amber Rose, Jessica Biel, and Lizzo have spurred more conversation about sex positivity after speaking publicly about their experiences with slut shaming, sexuality, sexual assault, body acceptance, sexual health and responsibility, Birds explains. And yes, even The Bachelorette has expanded this trend. It wasn't some agenda that I had coming onto the show. It's just who I am and who I've been this whole time. Thurston said in the podcast Bachelor Happy Hour earlier this year, after viewers were first introduced to her sex positive attitude, which is a contestant on The Bachelor. It wasn't until after the fact that I realized how big of a deal it was, which excites me, because I do believe it's 2021 and women should be comfortable talking about their sexuality. I appreciate being comfortable, being open to talk about it, Thurston continued. Hopefully this means other women will soon start to open up a little bit, because being sex positive is important in a relationship. The relationship you have with yourself and your self-care, and so many different things, especially in this ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Wow, this is the best age to talk about sex. Sex isn't a taboo topic, it's normal and natural. Chances are your teenager will engage in sexual activities, so you might as well have an open conversation with them about it and offer a safe space for them to receive guidance and support. Wish not so much about sex. Young girls liked. Wish not so much about sex, young girls like. We the show, not the best role model for 13 to 17. Is Katie the most relatable bachelorette ever? Sex positivity has real health benefits. Being sex positive is actually quite healthy and has been endorsed by a variety of organizations like the World Health Organization, WHO, according to Burns. In fact, the WHO says that a positive and respectful approach to sexuality and sexual relationships is paramount to sexual health. But we are sex positive, we are more sexually healthy, Nito points out. To many, being sexually healthy includes being comfortable with your own sexuality, making decisions related to communicating about it. Being sexually healthy can also mean enjoying sexual pleasure, having access to health care, including reproductive health care, having better communication skills with our partner and our partners, so that we are more likely to get what we want and need. And knowing how to avoid unintended pregnancy and minimize the risk of sexually transmitted infections, and assessing treatment if needed. Having sex-positive views can enhance your mental well-being too, according to Burns. This can mean decreased amounts of feelings of isolation, which can lead to things like depression and anxiety, as well as a decrease in shame and stigma, which can also lead to building resilience, he says. When we eradicate ourselves from stigma and shame, he adds, we often demonstrate better health-related behaviors. How can you become more sex positive? First, know that anyone could be sex positive. Sex positivity has little to do with what your sexual behaviors, attitudes, etc. I'm sorry, misread that. How can you become more sex positive? First, know that anyone can be sex positive. Sex positivity has little to do with what your sexual behaviors, attitudes, etc. are, and much more about your perspective about sexuality, Teresi says. Does it matter if you've had sex with only yourself, a million people, or no one? Sex positivity is a set of values that is inclusive and nurturing of your own and others' sexuality. It's not just for polyamorous and kinky folks. As a whole, the U.S. has improved its understanding of sexual consent, pleasure, functioning, identity, orientation, behaviors, and expression, according to Teresi. But there's still work to be done. We're still grappling with dual realities about sex in this country, she says. We are on one hand obsessed with sexuality, on the other hand, terrified of sexuality. The other end of this spectrum is sex positivity. Recognizing the nuances, the lived realities of billions of individuals, each with their own valid truths, know now that sex positivity. Again, either end of this spectrum isn't sex positivity. Recognizing the nuances, the lived realities of billions of individuals, each with their own valid truths, now that's sex positivity. also have to recognize the culture many Americans are raised in, where we're constantly bombarded with images that sex is something we should think about but never talk about, as Burns puts it. Next, he suggests thinking about whether you want to see a therapist, read some books, or visit different websites to help you navigate what being sex positive would look like for you. Being sex positive doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to go and have certain sexual encounters, although if that's something that someone wants to do, that's great and awesome as long as they're safe, consensual, communicated, Burns says. Instead, he says, it could simply mean being more open to other people's and other in your own sexual curiosity and experiences. I'm excited. All I can say is this article also speaks all of my thoughts too. Okay, let me see. Yep. One more and I'm done. What does sex positivity mean? By Jessica Klein, August 20, 2021. The term sex positivity is evolving and becoming more popular. How do we define it? Lately, it seems like anything and anyone can mention sex and earn the label sex positive. Social media apps, celebrities, and girl bosses, brands selling intimacy products. But when applied in such a variety of contexts, the idea of sex positivity seems to almost lose its meaning. At least its definition gets muddied. Just as businesses and brands liberally use terms like diversity, equity, to appeal to ethically conscientious consumers, the same thing has happened to either individuals, celebrities, endorsements, organizations, or companies saying that they're more sex positive, says Emily Breyer, executive director of California-based NGO Center for Positive Sexuality. While some definitely are, she has others use it as a buzzword to get people in the door. But how can you tell the difference when there's no single agreed upon definition for sex positivity? While sex educators, academics, sex workers, and pornography directors all tend to agree with the liberal use of the term indicates both taking advantage of a buzzword and a true embrace of its ethos based on the context, they all have slightly different interpretation of what it means and where it came from. Depending on whom you ask, sex positivity encompasses everything from anti-racism to male nudity in movies. Across the board, however, those who talk about sex positivity know that at its core, the term is about openness to a variety of sexual orientations, interests, or lack thereof, identities, and expressions. They find that the term has evolved to become both more popular and more nuanced over time, that its influence extends well beyond the realm of sexuality into society at large. The many origins of sex positivity. While many credit the Austrian psychoanalyst Wilhelm Reich, coined the term sex positivity in the mid-1900s as part of his discourse on sex as a healthy aspect of humanity, other groups embraced a sex-positive ethos well before he did. In the 1920s, there were already communities like ballroom culture in Harlem, New York, and feminists of the village who were part of sex-positive and queer communities, says Swedish erotic filmmaker Erica Lust. Their experiences have just often been left out of discussion, she says. Swedish erotic filmmaker Erica Lust says sex-positive communities have existed for years. Sexologist and sociologist Carol Queen says she first encountered the concept back in the late 1980s while starting her PhD program at the Institute for Advanced Study of Human Sexuality. She calls an instructor there German sexologist Aaron Haberlow. Haberlow? Possibly helping develop the term that is familiar with early 20th century European sexologists. We emphasize the importance of positive attitudes towards sexuality when working with patients. As therapist Ada Mandoli says, sex positivity has gone through various lulls and resurgences, with one resurgence taking place during the sexual revolution in the 1960s and 1970s, another happening much more recently in the past decade. Sex educator Goody Howard remembers first hearing the term sex positivity used in the late 1990s in conjunction with the former resurgence, linking it to the free love movement and flower children of Woodstock. Around this time, groups focused especially on sex positivity had formed like in the basement of the Seattle, Washington restaurant called Beyond the Edge Cafe, operated by Alina Gabosh. Gabosh hosts a safe place for people exploring kink and LGBTQ plus identity, says Larry Greller, a board member for the Center of Sex Positive Culture, the organization born out of Gabosh's efforts in 1999. However, a global shift in attitude towards sexuality can be traced back to 2002, says Pryor, from the World Health Organization updated its definition of sexual health to include pleasure, safety, a lack of coercion, and freedom from violence and discrimination, an approach that acknowledges the positive aspects of sex as opposed to focusing on the risk. This new definition widened the discussion to help influence the creation of organizations that adopted a more joyful outlook on sex, including the Center for Positive Sexuality, which launched in 2007, says prior. Modern understandings, while the phrase sex positivity has meant something slightly different to each group or movement that's used it, there are central commonalities. Ideas about sex positivity have evolved in response to pervasive sex negativity. In other words, attitudes that attach shame and judgment to people's varying experiences and feelings about sexuality. Middle school sex education, at least in places like the U.S., has long exemplified the sex negative attitude. The information available to people in school and about sexuality is all the bad stuff, says Pryor. This is what you should avoid. Here's all the stuff that could go wrong. And this is why you should not have sex. Those who talk about sex positivity note that at its core, the term is about openness to a variety of sexual orientations, interests, or lack thereof, identities, and expressions. I repeat again. Sex positive is really the opposite of sex negative, says Queen, which means being judgmental about sex and sexual variation. In my opinion, this is the ground of which the notion of sex positivity grew. Collectively, however, we're still attempting to define the term, and there have been definitions that missed the mark. People would say, it just means you can have sex with anybody, says Howard, of which he first started hearing the term. I'm like, but does it though? Around 2016, Howard says she took a deeper dive into the topic, came with her own definition to operate in spaces with information around sex and pleasure without shame or stigma. Her therapist, Mandole, according to a paper they recently co-authored titled Defining Sex Positivity in Therapy, the definition of sex positivity varies across and within fields, and that's a good thing. We see this openness as beneficial as it leaves room for therapists and clients to establish their own definitions to address therapeutic goals. And the author's right. Crucially, different cultures have different values regarding modesty and communication, so speaking frankly about sex with some people may not actually be the most sex positive approach if that fails to acknowledge their comfort zone. Mandela considers sex positivity a framework and lens to use with clients, not a prescription that dictates how they must discuss and understand sexuality. Sex educator Goody Howard defines sex positivity as operating spaces with information around sex and pleasure without shame or stigma. MASA Kane, an organization that provides sex positive sex ed to marginalized communities, specifically poor Black and Brown people in New York, New Jersey, U.S., make sure to acknowledge a painful ongoing history of reproductive oppression in its teachings, says board member J.B. Sex positivity, simply put, means your body is your own, writes J.B. Others from the organization shared varying definitions with BBC WorkLife, many of which centered on empowerment for people with Black and Brown bodies, representation, and conversations about sex and people with different body types and disabilities. All shapes and bodies can engage in sex, writes one MASA Kane educator intern. For some, like writer-producer Carly Sciortino, understanding sex positivity grew out of learning about feminism after someone called her London-based sex blog Slut Ever Feminist in the early 2000s. She got interested in the writings of Camille Paglia, a pro-sex feminist who didn't discriminate against sex workers, porn, and women who wore makeup. To Paglia, Sciortino, sex and looking sexy represented power. Instead of submission to the male gaze, J.C.E. says Sciortino. In other words, Sciortino's idea of sex positivity was about inclusion of sex workers and women who wore their sexuality on their sleeves, categories that have historically been discriminated against in feminist circles. How sex positivity affects society. Within the adult entertainment industry, where many get their sex education, attitudes about sex positivity are changing too. Large studios, which tend to push misogynist and racist tropes, are no longer so dominant, says adult content creator and business consultant Amberly Rothfield. Independent filmmakers have been leading this change, and they tend to share Rothfield's views about sex positivity, emphasizing confidence and openness of a variety of sexual experiences and ending stigmatization around sexual practices. I repeat again, sex positivity, simply put, means your body is your own, JV. One such indie creator is Erica Lust, who says that sex positivity in the context of porn means creating films that are diverse and representative of all genders and races and cater to a diverse set of sexual fantasies and kinks. This means expanding well beyond films that end with male ejaculation. Despite the sex-negative culture we still live in and the general lack of good sex education in schools, I see that sex and porn are gradually becoming less of a taboo society, says Erica Lust. In fact, some organizations are aiming to bring a sex-positive lens to sex education in schools. Sex Expression UK was formed in 2000 and teaches children and young adults ages 11 through 18 about sex and sexuality through a positive, informative lens, says press director Lewis Ruddock, assuring its lessons cater to women, people of color, people identified as LGBTQIA+, people with disabilities. Sex Expression UK focuses on fostering an open dialogue among students, Ruddock says. Like many other people, BBC Work Life spoke with for this story, Ruddock has noticed the media paying more attention to sex positivity lately. He sees this as a conduit for more open discussion, a trend that's given a platform to sex educators, sex workers, and sex positive influencers. Younger generations, too, are more familiar with sex positive concepts thanks to this expanding dialogue. But others see the term's frequent use as a sort of watering down of its meaning, a concept for brands to take advantage of without considering its many nuances. In its least pleasant configurations, sex positivity turns to another kind of normativity that excludes many people, says Queen. Like when it's interpreted in a way that excludes people who don't enjoy sex or identify as asexual. I want to pause right there and say sex positivity does include people who don't enjoy sex, and sex positivity does include people who are asexual. Howard says some people label a movie sex positive if its male star wears a condom during sex scenes, but that showcases a positive sexual practice that alone can't make a movie sex positive. For Pryor's part, she hopes to keep seeing the term sex positivity evolve to the point where organizations like the Center for Positive Sexuality are no longer useful because the idea has become so culturally pervasive as to not need explicit advocates. Everyone will just be sex positive having grown up with its ideals. I don't think that's going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years, though it may happen beyond my lifetime, she says. There are definitely more organizations now than they were when we started that promote sex positive ideals. I'm happy, 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 happy. I'm just really happy. Now, I want to say something that I didn't get to say in the last episode. Antonia, would you have your self as a pornographer, right? Here's the best way to put it, I'm trying to frame it better. So Antonia, all the porns that you want to be a pornographer in, does that mean that in your off-screen life, the people you would have sex with on screen, all the types of porn you want to be a pornographer in, which means all the types of porn performing you're going to be a pornographer in, times all the porn that you'll be doing, right? Does that mean that you're that way off screen? The answer is yes. So the best way to put it, what I do on screen is also what I do off screen. So all the porns I want to be a pornographer in are all the porns I want to porn perform in, right? So all the types of porn I mentioned in the previous episodes, if I'm a pornographer in it, I'm a performer in it. That means in my off-screen life, that is how I am sexually as well. So what I do on the camera is how my real life is lived out sexually. So I just want y'all to understand that, and I'll let you all fill in the blanks because my listeners are bright people, and you know what I'm trying to say. So that's what I want to say. If I was a parent, I would be a sex-positive parent to my child, to my children. And I'm so sex positive. If I was a parent, and let's say my offspring wanted to do porn, they would have my blessing. I would say, only do ethical porn. That's the only type of porn I would allow them to do. Or if they could find mainstream, you know, ethical porn would be the only porn I allowed them to do. If they could find mainstream porn companies that are specialized in ethical porn, I would let them do that too. If they want to be a pornographer, I would let them do that. As long as it's ethically made content and ethically done all around, and everyone else on screen is highly respected, and there's consent, equality, respect, trust, and safety, I would let them do that. Because what I would let them do, those are my personal values for myself and for other people. So yes, those are my thoughts, and I'm glad I was able to get this out. Ooh, real quick, I decided to watch ethical porn rarely, like every few months, because I want to watch myself fuck more than watch other people fuck. Hopefully I get to a point where I have sex more than I masturbate. But I have sex in moderation. My partners, in terms of numbers, are in moderation. The number of sex I have, the number of times I have sex, I mean, are in moderation. My masturbation is in moderation. And my porn views, my ethical porn views in moderation. I don't watch mainstream porn anymore. If I do, it's the ones who specialize in ethical porn. That's it. I don't watch the mainstream porn without the ethical porn anymore. I don't do that anymore. I stopped doing that yesterday at 12 a.m. to tell myself the truth. I was, you know, I had to understand that that was something I was taught to do as an adolescent. Not, well, that too, but I was taught it the most when I was 5. So I decided I just wanted to be able to say that when it comes to the whole topic, right, I just do everything in moderation. I do all things pleasurable in moderation. I'm never too much in everything. I'm never not enough in anything. I'm just right in everything. And all these truths about me are true about my sex, sexuality, sex language. So, I just want to say thank you for hearing my heart, for hearing